Okay, everyone, welcome to our afternoon Get Into Action and Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Floridas. I am founder of LaBelle Baskets. And as always, I just want to say thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up on this call, and a special welcome to all our new gifting experts. We have so many that joined us. I'm really happy. I'm so proud that you've joined our LaBelle Baskets family. Thank you so much, and much success to all of you. Who continue on their journey, and those who just started on their journey as well. So those of you who cannot make it to the call and you're listening to the call, thank you for listening, because it's really important to keep yourselves plugged in and to be up to date with your business. So please listen to the recorded calls, and please be in the training site and hang out with us on our Facebook group, our private Facebook group. It's really important, okay? So first of all, I'd like to start to say I hope all of you are safe and healthy and you had a nice week so far, and I hope you're working your LaBelle Basket business. So now I know we're already in April 2nd. I want to go into the new month. I just want to say happy April to everyone. And I want to go over real quickly our monthly items. So here it is. First, I want to say happy birthday to all of my April babies. I want to wish you the very best. And starting a new year, to be here, to be alive and well, starting a new year full of love, happiness, and success. So the Candle of the Month Club, of course, we do our updating to reflect the 12 months. So April's candle is raindrops, okay? The cookie of the month, it will be 5 cookies, and the 6th cookie will be, I think he told me it's going to be an umbrella. I have to find out. But I will have it by later today when we do the newsletter. So it's either an umbrella or I don't think it's anything to do with Easter, because Easter is over after Sunday. But I'll find out. But I think it's an umbrella. I think it's cute. The crystal with the charm, we have that free motivational charm that comes with that beautiful crystal bracelet. April is diamond. That's really nice. And then, of course, we have the gift basket winner, which we do apologize. We did not announce yesterday. Guys, we've been so busy here trying to get all these flower orders out and cookie orders and tracking everything. So we do apologize, but we will be posting it on Facebook and in the newsletter that goes on later on today. Okay? And we're also going to be posting, everything that we have to do in the newsletter, like all the monthly stuff. And then we'll have all the new banners, and that will go out definitely tonight, the Friday newsletter, okay? So with the new month and a new season, what do we do, guys? We just got to keep pushing forward, and it's about having another amazing month. We have to focus on our categories, and we have to focus on our services and our products. If you want to build a team, you could build a team. You have to focus on training, continue to educate yourselves. And it's about reset. You know, every month it's almost like starting all over again. Yesterday we had the orientation call. Thank you for many who showed up, all the new gifting experts, and some regulars who feel need a refresher course, which I love to hear you guys on the call. But what I was telling them yesterday, there's so much information when you step into the door. Because we've added so much throughout the years. Remember, when we came in, we were just cookies and flowers and gift baskets. And then we just keep raising the bar. And then the commissions, the whole back office, so many things have changed. So to compile that in an hour conversation, it's challenging. Even for me, it's challenging. I know this business inside out. But to sit there and go through the website, I hope, everybody understood. But at the same time, the door is always open here. If you have any questions, anybody, if you have questions, always email support@labellabaskets.com. Or you could even email me personally if there's something private you want to tell me at mia@labellabaskets.com. And we'll get it done. We'll have these conversations. If there's something in your back office you don't understand, if it's the commission structure you don't understand, don't overwhelm yourself. That's the biggest challenge here, that you have your website. You know you could start selling right away. Nothing should be holding you back. As soon as you come through this door, first thing you do is you put that welcome email, you know, that you have a store and you're ready to sell, and welcome all your new customers to see what you carry, and just put out all the services that we have. That's it. After that, continue to educate yourself and learn everything that you have in the store, what, how the back office functions, how you get paid here. So it's really easy, guys. But again, don't try to grab everything at the same time. Then it becomes too much. There's no reason for that. Okay? So let's go into our some updates right now. So here it is, guys. We're in spring mode. I'm definitely, remember last Friday I was telling you, oh, I'm loving the weather. It's so beautiful. Well, guys, it's 36 degrees today. So as always, I always call March and April that unpredictable Mother Nature. We don't know what we're going to get. We never do. So, I mean, it is what it is, right? You can't change the weather. But besides the weather, Sunday is Easter. So for so many. And here it is. It's like, it's still not a normal celebration, meaning because of what's going on and so many things are still closed. They're opening, they're closing. It's so confusing. But whatever you do have planned, please be safe. Have fun, whether with friends, family, with a few people, whatever it is. So, guys, here's another holiday that just came and it's gone. It goes by so fast. In my mind, I feel this year is just running. 2021 is just running by. So what's the next major holiday right now? It's going to be Mother's Day, which is on Sunday, May 9th. We will start working on that category this weekend, like on Saturday. They're going to start, and then throughout all next week. So I want this category up and running by April 9th, as much as we can, whatever products we have, at least to have the category open. And this gives everybody that 1 month lead time to start promoting. And with Mother's Day, it's always about the spa baskets, chocolates, lots of flowers, some personalized gifts as well, like the picture frames and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it is a very big holiday for us. And again, it might be done a little bit differently because of what's going on. But I do see more people visiting each other. More families are getting together if they know they've been tested or vaccinated or whatever the situation is. And, it's crazy that we've been having these conversations, but this is what real life is about. And we have to base real life as how we could keep moving on with our business. So that's really important as well, okay? So like I said, I hope to have the category up by April 9th, and we just keep pushing on. So at the end of the day, what's the game plan? It really is about pushing everything, occasions, what's happening every day, birthdays, anniversaries, thank you, get well, and there's so much more. And right now, you should all be preparing. But I do want to say that our message in a vase and our picture in a vase is doing really, really well. Okay? And in the newsletter, we will have some new marketing banners for you guys to start using and sharing. It's definitely a unique product, and people are loving it. So continue to market it. No one has this. And the reviews that I'm getting from people receiving it is basically they're very surprised that the person had a picture of them or whatever picture they put on the vase. If it's a strong message because they're going towards a new job or they did. We had one that the mom was sending the daughter. She goes to an out-of-state college. She did really good on her grades before Easter break. And she sent her a beautiful vase with this motivational from her mom. So if you keep promoting this right, once it gets out there, I could see more and more sales for all of you. Okay? So as I said, we will have new banners for you guys to share, and they'll be in the newsletter tonight. So right now, what's the game plan? As I said before, promoting everything, birthdays, anniversaries, thank you, get wells, and everything else, it's about preparing. And what do I mean by that? It's about emailing companies, emailing existing customers, posting all over your social media. I know at this point, guys, with this whole pandemic, you know, people get it. We understand it. We got to be careful. We got to wear our masks. We have to stay protected, not only for me, but for you. We get all that. But life does not stop. Right, guys? Like, we're at this point right now. It's like, wait a second. We've sheltered ourselves for almost the whole 2020. So here it is. We're already in the fourth month in 2021. We really don't want to feel like, you know we need to protect ourselves. We have to be careful. And I think, I know it's just not just me, but this has changed me in so many ways on certain things that I used to do that I do differently right now. And maybe you guys could understand what I'm saying. Just by being a lot more alert as to what you're touching out there. We never were before. Like, we would grab a door like with no problem, or we would touch this or touch that. And now, for me, my mind goes there first, which never did before. It was, you know, I would just open the doors, elevators, you know, press buttons, and you're touching your face. That's what changed for me. But life does not stop. And that's the biggest thing that I think it's challenging people right now. It's like, do I go out? Do I not? But as you can see, more and more people are out there and they don't want their life to stop. So our business doesn't stop. We have to keep moving forward with our business as well. So what do you do to up your game right now? Number one, you up your game by running. You got to continue to run online ads. You got to continue to promote your business. You have to, which my favorite word is show, tell, and sell. Because at the end of the day, that's what you're doing. You're showing a product, you're telling them about the product, and then you're hoping at the end you get that sale. If you haven't, this is a great time to do so for sales. Now, of course, also for building relationships. You're working towards capturing emails. So if you have MailChimp or any other program that you're actually doing mass emailings, this is really important. And then, of course, at the end of the day, it's working towards the new holiday season, because before you know it, we will be saying Happy Halloween, you know, Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy, you know. So it's really, really important that you prepare. Also, please show up on your social media. I know that because so much goes on, you know, you might get busy reading stuff, seeing the news. Sometimes you need to drop all that and really get to social media for what it's really good for, which is reaching out to your customers, going live. You know, don't have fears about talking about yourself or having conversations about your business. You really need to stay active. And being in front of your customers, let them know that this is a business you enjoy. That when you get sales, let people know what your customers are buying from you. Get those reviews from your customers, which means once the customer receives their gift, or if the recipient is the one that's, you know, got the gift, but you don't really want to call them, call the customer that sent out the gift. You know, get connected with them. It's called follow-up. And see, you know, that let them know that their gift got to the recipient on time and you know that they're going to enjoy it. Don't say, we hope you enjoy the gift, because you're leaving room that they might or they might not. Say, I know they're going to enjoy the gift that we sent them. And get a review so you could post it. And at the same time, you're opening the doors for them to make them feel important, number one. And you might get that other order because you're there to help them. That's what a gifting expert is. It's about that whole personalization. Okay. Another thing is that you do want to become that personal shopper. You want to connect with your customers using FaceTime. A lot of people are still texting now. They're upping their game with texting. I know now, when you go to a website, people ask for your phone number. It's not just an email anymore. So they want to get permission if they could text you. Now, one thing I do want to say about texting, if you're using any type of automation, say you you did it with another company, whether it's another seller like Walmart or Macy's or Target, whatever, and you want those texting to stop, that's all you need to do is text back STOP and you unsubscribe yourself. So that's a little trick I want you guys to know, because sometimes people capture our cell phone numbers and we don't realize that they're going to start texting us, and you don't want those texts. All you have to do is type back STOP and that stops all the texting coming from those marketing apps. Okay, so that's a little trick to learn. But at the same time, it's really neat that you have that capability that you can actually text customers. If you feel uncomfortable with that, please, I hope you are emailing them. I hope you are connecting with them on your social media. It's really important. Okay, and again, that's what Personal Shopper is all about. It's providing a hands-on service, right, guys? So it's a must to use this time right now to work on increasing, as we say, your visibility and your presence online. And don't put it off because you're afraid. You shouldn't be afraid. As you could see, more and more people, and I know you've seen it like I have, are becoming so brave. But when you're promoting a business, it's all about professionalism. So always keep, you know, a certain persona when you go live, or if you're promoting your products. But at the same time, they do want to see the real you. So be yourself. You know, let people in a little bit about who you are and what's your likes and your dislikes, and without going too far in being too personal, whether it's political or religious or having, you know, opinions about certain stuff that has nothing to do with your business. Everything should be light and happy so everybody could relate to you. You want to be relatable. You really do. So start blogging. You know, start emailing. Go on Instagram. Be on Facebook. I know we repeat ourselves over and over again, but sometimes we need to hear these messages over and over again, because hopefully one day you'll get up and do it. You know, when you tell somebody once, you keep telling them over and over again, and hopefully they're going to do what you're telling them to do. It's the same thing in business. You know, keep reading about it, keep studying, keep educating yourself, and maybe you'll step out of the box and promote your product in all these different venues, okay? Another thing is, because we have different products, this should be a little bit easier for all of you, because you're not trying to, how can I explain this? When you have just one product, every day you have to think of how to promote that product, even though that product could have different styles, but you're still promoting that one category. So you got to come up with different ways of promoting a bracelet, a necklace, an earring. I'm not putting anything down because we sell all this stuff. All I'm saying is that because we have a variety of products, of categories, this should be easy for you to say, okay, today I'm going to do flowers. In fact, today I'm going to do daisies. Tomorrow I'll do sunflowers. Next day you could do cookies. You could do logo cookies. You could do the skincare line. You could break down the skincare line. So you getting what I'm saying? It's, you have a lot more that you could work with here. So it's not just that one category. We have maybe 15 categories with tons of stuff in each category. So guys, you need to focus. You really need to stay the focus and continue to promote your business in so many different ways where it doesn't get boring for you, where you don't give up and just throw in the towel because you feel it's not working, it's not working, it's not working. It does work. If it didn't work, we wouldn't be here for 12 years. If it didn't work, other companies wouldn't be around for so many years. It does work. But you know what's not working? It's us. When we stop, when we procrastinate, that's what stops working. You can't blame the business. You have to blame ourselves. If I slack off, the business is going to fall back. If you guys don't promote your business falls back. So we have to take responsibility, accountability, Okay? So, guys, it really is about right now moving forward with all the months. We're going to go into the summer months. Take my advice. Even if you do a few things every day or one thing, practice one thing until you get to the point where you're really comfortable to move to the second thing. And then at the same time, I know I spoke a little bit about this yesterday on orientation, team building. It could be fun. You know, congrats, Linda just added someone under her downline. Diane Steen just added one this morning. I know so many more are adding. Keep building because that makes you feel good too when you add a team member. And at the same time, you have a little bit more of a responsibility that keeps you on your toes for your business because you don't want to show them, oh, wow, I'm slacking off and here it is, I'm building a team. You want to show them that you're just as proactive as they are and, you know, you're here for them. So building a team is fun as well. There's so many parts to this business. It should never be boring for anyone. And like I said before, we got to take accountability. So if you make this difficult, it becomes difficult. If you complain a lot, that's all you're going to get back is complaints about this thing that you're doing. So most importantly, guys, you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your family. You got to do things that you have to do first before your business. I get that. But at the same time, don't you feel we're privileged that we have this ability to run our businesses, having this flexibility to do it from home? You know, you create your own hours, you're your own boss. But the best part about it is that these type of businesses have been around for what, almost 100 years? There is a company out there that's been around for 100 years with the home parties and all that. And now, because of this thing that just happened in the second year that we're in, people realize, like, wow, we can work from home. People can be productive working at home. They finally got it, but we had that idea a long time ago, and I'm glad so many companies now are joining the club. So, guys, there's something special here that we have, so keep promoting. Even though we just left another holiday, which is Easter, there's those occasions every day. Don't sleep on them because you guys, I see many of you, you do get those orders, whether it's sympathy, get well, birthdays, just because. So keep at it every single day. And as I kept telling everybody on the call yesterday in orientation, which I think it's the main ingredient to starting, is your why. Never forget why you joined us. And at the end of the day, that should continue your drive. When you look at your why, whatever that why was when you first came through that door, continue to read it. You should have it posted somewhere around your desk, on the refrigerator. Why do you want to supplement your income? Maybe you want this to become your main income. So it's really important, guys. It really is. And always bring the positive attitude to the table. Every morning when you wake up, I know we go through stuff, but when you start your business, take a deep breath and say, okay, let's do this. What do I do today to promote my business? And just get through it. Get through it, whether it's a couple of hours you're promoting or whether you're spending the whole day on your business. I don't know what your time schedule is because that's the best part about this business. There is no schedule. You create it. You create your ideas. You create everything. But at the end of the day, you have us to help you along the way. Okay? So that's my conversation for today. Does anybody have any questions? Anybody want to share anything? Are you guys doing anything this weekend? It could be any type of question for today. Press 5-star if you want to say anything. Anybody? See, that's another thing I have to keep mentioning on the calls. You guys are too quiet. Okay, somebody, okay, everybody's raising their hand. Okay, so hold on one second. First, I'm going to open up 708 area code. Hold on. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Sanders, Rebecca.
From Chicago. How are you this Friday?
Oh, I'm doing well, even though it's cold, but I'm doing well.
I can understand that. My question is, I remember you saying that we don't ship to Hawaii or Alaska or Canada. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, but can someone in Canada place an order to send to the U.S.?
Absolutely, they can.
Okay, you've answered my question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody international could actually go to the website and place an order to be sent anywhere in the United States, except for Hawaii. But you understand why we don't ship outside of those two states and everywhere else. Do you understand why?
Is it the shipping cost?
Exactly. The shipping cost, plus we don't have flower networks in other countries. That's when we become global. That's one day in the future. Imagine we have flower networks. Yeah, you need warehouses in those countries and those, as well. So we're not there yet, but you never know. But definitely for Hawaii and Alaska, it's because it's the shipping rates. They're just so pricey.
Okay.
It really is. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So anybody else? Let me see. Open up the line. Thank you, Rebecca, for the question. Let's see here. I'll open up the line for Linda Lauer. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. Mia. Hi,
hello.
Mia. Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I woke up to a nice surprise today. One of my networking friends decided, she was asking about separating the orders to two different addresses. And I told her, no, they'd have to be separate orders. But I offered to give her some cash back to help. But so she had two people promoted to manager. She does Tupperware.
Okay.
So she's looking at these Swarovski necklaces. So I sent a message over. So I'm waiting to hear back from you.
So
birthstones.
Oh, you
think it's January and August. Yeah, I did.
Okay, who you emailed me for a question?
I emailed support.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'll look at it.
See if you have it in stock, because you still want us to do that, right?
Yes. Well, jewelry. With the sterling silver jewelry, I can tell you right now.
Personalized gift jewelry. It's a personalized gift.
Oh, we don't have
it's
those.
It's that necklace. Oh, no.
It's a necklace with that little stone. Wait, I have to check.
It looks so pretty.
Okay, no, I'm not going to say no yet, but I know they had them, and then they were low in stock, and then they got them back. But it's a circle one with the little stone, right?
Yes, that's the one.
I know. And
January and August, I think she said.
I know. I gave my niece one of those a long time ago.
I wouldn't mind one of those.
Yeah, they're pretty. They really are.
But that's also a good idea, huh? So to promote to other team leaders.
Well, I know a few consultants.
Oh, how?
Well, you would have to.
You have to find them.
Yeah, I guess when you're in a group site, when you have those conversations, just say, you're looking for team leaders. And maybe you could do like.
I didn't know she was a team leader.
Yeah, we get those a lot, though. I know we had one that she bought a whole bunch of Valentine's Day scarves because their team was, like, pink, and she wanted to do something special, and she ordered, like, 20 of them during Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
And So, team leaders love to give out gifts to their team because that's a good thing to do. I know back in the days I used to do that. I would send them cards in the mail. Anything to tell your team, like, I got you, I'm here. And it doesn't have to be something expensive. It could be just a nice card that you sat down and used your penmanship, which people don't do anymore. Because I know you could text and all that, but there was nothing like sending my team a nice thank you. Thank you for being part of my team. They loved it, But I want to go back to what you were saying before about the shipping. Let me give you this piece of advice. If a customer has two shipping addresses, what they could do is you could take the order for one, and then in the comment section, just say the second one goes here. This way, we could alleviate them having to place the order twice.
Oh, really?
Because,
okay.
Yes. I will do that as long as everything is correct. And the way you back it up.
They would never know that.
Yeah. The way you back it up is that now you're going to take a one step further and email support and say, watch out for this order that I placed for this customer. That item, there's two in the cart, but it's going to two separate addresses. I will do that for you guys. I have no problem.
Now, what if she's placing it, Mia? Sorry.
She could do that. You could
she's
tell her
placing
to do that.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do, okay, now this is what we do. You tell her to do that, to put the second address in the comment section, and then you follow up by looking at the order when you receive the receipt to make sure everything looks good in your back office, and then you follow up by saying, guys, look out for this order the customer just placed. Okay?
And I don't have to offer cash back.
No, you don't have to do cash back.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I mean, look, I understand when it comes to our gift baskets, if you put two in the cart, no matter what, it still has two different shippings. Okay? Now, if they order from the other store, which is the store that you're looking at, which is the personalized store, if they have two, that's when it gets, see, now that my mind is going, that's when it gets complicated, because if it goes to two separate addresses, it has to be separate, Linda, okay? It could only work with the flat rate. It cannot work with the other store, because if it's going to two separate addresses, when we give it to the warehouse, they'll charge us for shipping for the one address, you get it? And they're going to charge the shipping for the other address. So it could only, this could only work in the flat rate store. So it wouldn't have worked with this woman.
Oh,
that's why I have.
So,
that's why I need to talk it out when we have these conversations.
So I did it right then.
You did it right. Yes. So anything like this, it could only happen with the flat rate store. It cannot happen with the personalized store. Okay.
Okay, got it.
But Linda,
thank
you're
you.
Doing a great job. I mean, you really are. You're out there. You're promoting, and I'm so proud of you. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. It pays to go in separate directions. So don't keep it all. Don't like just post on one place.
No, I know it does work, and that's what you do. You find different ways to promote your business. And then you end up, but it's funny because I see when your sales come in, like Sandy was like, oh, look, Linda's on a roll. And then it stops for a little while. And it's really like, oh,
I know,
Linda's
I have waves, right?
But that's
oh, I'm
how,
always waiting for another wave.
But that's how everybody funny. Is. Yeah, that's how everybody is. It's like orders come in batches for each of you, and then it stops.
Then
so it's
stops.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Everybody goes through that. You know, it's... Yeah, that one day where you could get one order every day, that would be awesome. One order every day is not, and I think that's your challenge. That should be your challenge every day, not just you, Linda, but everybody, to say, I need an order today. Like, that would be your goal every day, to get that one order. And if it doesn't, it's okay.
It's also a mindset, I think, because I'm like, okay, I'm going to get another order. There's going to be another order, and then there is, so.
Yeah,
I think mindset is very important.
Exactly. But I'm really
don't
happy
worry.
For you. And well, yeah, say that all the time. Don't worry. But I'm really happy for you. Keep doing what you're doing and, enjoy your holiday this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, so
hopefully you'll have the necklaces.
I know. Right? Okay, I'm going to do that as soon as we get off this call. Okay, so let's see. Anybody else? Press 5-star. Anybody else? See, when we do a lot of sharing, we get ideas, and then we take back those ideas, and then we find other ideas. But it's good that we talk things out. Anybody else? Okay, I'm opening the line for Candy. Another person here. I'm very proud of you, Candy. Keep those orders coming in.
Hi, Mia. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here listening. How can I help you?
Oh, okay.
Or how can you help
out? I don't know if I can help you guys, but I just wanted to say hey and just say I'm happy to be on the call today. I don't have anything to really share. I did, you know, get a couple of orders. And, you know what? That one.
Wait a second. I like the way you say that, though. It's like, I have nothing to share, but I got a couple of orders. How do you get these couple of orders?
You
see how nonchalant she did that, everybody? Oh, I have nothing to share, but I got a couple of orders. I mean, you're on track. Never missing a beat, and that's a good thing. So share with us a little bit, like you just put it, because I know you have a day job, you're working, got a family to run. So what are you doing every day to really just put it out there? You just let people know you have a business?
Yeah, I like you said, you know, the last Friday you mentioned my job being my platform, if there's no conflict there, and there's no conflict, mm-hmm. you know. And so I just talk to people about it when I'm here. I use my social media, my Facebook, like it's like my everything. I started with all these different social media sites, and it just kind of narrowed itself down to Facebook. And I have Instagram too, but I rarely go on my Instagram anymore. I do a lot of things on Facebook. I think that every month I try to do, I schedule all of my posts for like different things that, you know, are going on in my gift shop. And then I try to do run an ad every month. I try to do a MailChimp email every month, depending on what's going on that month. Like April, I already posted about Mother's Day. You know, I just found a few of the personalized gifts to post about. And I plan to do a Facebook ad when the category actually opens up. And you mentioned the spa baskets. I'm like, ooh, that's a good point. I forgot about the spa basket. So now I got to post about the spa baskets.
Oh, we have tons of those.
Yeah. So,
I do want to say one thing. Don't sleep on Instagram, even though you might not mm-hmm. find it productive for you. What I want you to do, and for everybody in this call, is remember, if you go to Instagram, you could actually post it to your Facebook. Okay, so
yeah.
If you go to
do you use
that feature? Like you have
it's an app, it's called Business Suite, and
okay,
it's a Facebook manager, pages manager app, and you can schedule your posts to post on Facebook and Instagram, which I'm doing. I still post on Instagram. I just don't find myself using it as heavily as I do with Facebook, my Facebook page.
Do you use Beacon at all? You know that new thing that I put in our newsletter where they give you, you know, they give you like $20 off, but it's free anyway, regardless if you don't do the membership. Like it has that really nice, like it's, I think it's almost like the suite. Like it's a nice little app and you can list everything. You can link to whatever you want it to link. And you can
really?
Decorate it. Yeah.
What's the call, man?
It's called Beacon.
Oh, I haven't
go
used
into
it.
Go when you get the newsletter tonight. It's we advertise it there, because what I was mentioning two Fridays ago, I know we started promoting Linktree. It's called Linktree, but for some reason, Linktree is not secure. So once you go to that person who has Linktree, you see nothing, and then you look below and it says this is not a secure site. Do you still want to click here? And I was like, that's not good. So I found Beacon. Beacon doesn't do that. Beacon it actually shows how beautiful, and you could style it however you want. So you could put your Facebook link, your Instagram link, your Pinterest link. You could link a product of the day. I think that thing is so awesome to use. People link everything, their blogs, I don't think there's a limit as to how many links you have. I mean, I think some people have like 15 links, like here's my work number, my email, they link it to everything.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to look into that, because one of the things that kind of discouraged me was because when I got back to work, trying to schedule all of my posts individually on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, And I think I was using Twitter, and finally I just kind of narrowed it down to just Facebook and Instagram. But I've been, I haven't been posting on my LinkedIn, my business LinkedIn, and I need to start posting on there because I want to start reaching out to the companies. And I've been searching for like the CEOs of all these local companies, and I've been finding like their assistants. But I'm like, you know what? I need to start posting on my page again, you know? So that's good to know.
It looks very professional. So say you have Twitter. It could go, it could connect to Twitter. It could connect to Instagram. Mm-hmm. It could connect to Facebook. It could connect to Align. It could to LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. It could connect to your Facebook. It could connect to your blog. You could connect to a product of the day. You could keep changing that link. It's incredible.
Okay.
You
okay.
could say, you know, message in a vase, click here. You know, picture in a vase, click here, and it goes straight to the category. So there's a lot you could do with those really nice all-in-one app. So, again, when you get the newsletter tonight, it's there. But if you go to the training site, it's also there. You just click on it and just set it up. It's real easy to set up. And you can keep changing it, too. That's the best part. And it gives you features where, you know, you can use pink. You could put your name on top. You could different colors, different skins as they sell it. So it's really nice. And like I said, it looks very professional that everything is in one step. Customer clicks on it and like, whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you could actually post that, you know, in your back office, in your the page that we allow for you to have a little bit of description about yourself. You could actually put it there as well.
Oh wow!
The link.
Okay.
So when they click on it, okay, good. Well, continue on. Have a great weekend.
I want to mention one last thing too, Mia. I want to change some things up. May is like my, I guess, anniversary, and I want to kind of like re-strategize and do some things differently. Like I was doing a birthday club, and I'm actually gonna discontinue the birthday club, and I want to do something that's more for the community, and I'm gonna call it Cookies for the Community. And it's going to be for, like, service professionals, like teachers and doctors, nurses, and any service professional.
Oh, that
and people
sounds
can,
awesome, yeah.
I'm going to post about it because my mission and my goal for my company is not just to, you know, make a profit. I also want to give back. So that's a way for us to give back. So they can, you know, message me about a person that's in the community doing, you know, some big thing. And at the end of the month, then we'll pick someone and we'll send cookies to that person. So I'm kind of excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. I got all kinds of plans for Mother's Day. I think we're going to do a Mother's Day giveaway, Father's Day giveaway. So I'm working it. I am working it.
No, I think anything that when it has to do with fundraising and giving back, it makes you feel so good. But at the same time, they see you as a giving person because you represent LaBella. So they don't look at LaBella. They look at Candy. You know, they look at you. And if they see that you're giving back, they'll give you referrals. Maybe you could have other companies jump on board and do fundraisers. So giving back is such a great gesture. It really is. It pays you back in so many different ways. But again, keep doing what you're doing. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, you're welcome. I know. Are you at work right now? Are you still at work?
I am. I'm always at work.
I love your job, and they're so flexible. I love it. Okay, and we love everybody who's helping you, you know, getting orders from over there. Okay, anybody else?
No.
Okay, Linda. I'm going to open up the line with Linda because I just checked while. Okay, Linda. Hold on. Because I'd rather have everybody in the call. Linda? Yeah, they don't have those necklaces in stock. But.
Oh.
No. We have. I never posted them. And you know our Sterling Silver Jewelry Company?
Yes.
He has one just like that. In Sterling Silver. So
with the birthstone?
With the birthstone, yes.
Oh.
And
so
he has
look for
one.
The post.
Well, I've got to see if I have the pictures on the phone, on my phone, because I know he sent them to me, and he's like, do you like anything like this? And I'm like, oh, they're pretty. But we never pursued the conversation after that, so I'm going to have to call him and ask him, you know, are these still available? And then I'll show them to you and give you the pricing, and then we'll post them in our store so we could sell them. And I think you could add an initial, too, like the person's initial.
Oh, that would be even better.
Well, it's an added charm. It's like, I
okay.
forgot how it looks. I have to look through my phone. But don't
so that
say
would,
anything
would that
yet.
Be an added expense?
I don't know. That's the thing. Don't say anything
or
yet
maybe
until
both?
I get
choice.
I don't.
Maybe a choice.
I don't know yet. I have to let you know.
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
I know, but like I said, I don't know if it comes together
depending.
Because I think when he sent it to me, the picture, they were together. So I think they're sold together. But I don't know.
Don't quote
Once
you
we get up to, don't quote me on it. But don't say anything to the customer yet. Okay? You see how guys, how we work, how we do this? You know, we calm down. Okay, we didn't have the item that, obviously, we got to take it down from the store. But we're going to go for other options. So we don't want Linda to lose her sale. And that's what we do here.
Looking for
right, Linda?
Yes, we're always looking for a solution.
For a solution.
Very
okay,
good.
Guys.
I appreciate it, Mia. Thank you.
Yeah, but I know this one's pretty because I remember how they look a little bit and they were really nice. Okay, so let me open up the line. I do want to say
I'm actually on a conference call right now.
I do want to say have a beautiful holiday weekend. If you're celebrating Easter, be safe, eat a lot, you know, eat a lot of chocolates, whatever you do. But, again, be safe, be healthy. And thank you for coming on these calls, because as you can see, these corporate calls are more than just a corporate call, me saying, oh, we got to do this. It's about sharing. It's about caring. It's about solving things, maybe not solving them, but coming up with other solutions. But at the end of the day, it's about working together. And I appreciate all of you. I really do. So enjoy your day. Try to get that order today. If you can, work through the weekend. I know we have a special holiday, but it doesn't have to stop, right, guys? It doesn't have to stop. Okay, enjoy your day. We're here if you need us. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mia. Thank
Bye,
you.
Everyone. Bye, everyone.
Bye.